ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's program in the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we continue our program on the personal and social conduct of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini. May God bless his soul. Stay with us. Listeners, we partly introduced the different aspects of the characteristics and traits of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, in our previous programs. We also spoke of the importance and significance of time and punctuality in the view of the father of the Islamic Revolution, reminding you that the late Imam was well known as an organized and punctual individual who maintained a highly appropriate timetable and schedule for all of his tasks. One of the distinguishing characteristics of the father of the Islamic Revolution was his utmost effort to make the best opportunities for learning and to acquire knowledge. He made the best of any opportunity to learn, educate, and guide people towards the righteous path. The late Imam was also highly interested in learning foreign languages in order to reinforce his capacity to educate and guide others. According to one of the late Imam's associates, the father of the Islamic Revolution began to learn the Turkish language within the initial hours of his arrival in Turkey. The late Imam intended to fulfill his duty and prophecy amongst Turkish speakers upon learning the Turkish language. The late Imam's profound interest and enthusiasm in learning the Turkish language was to an extent that scared one of the Savak officials who was monitoring and spying on the late Imam. This infamous Savak official feared that the late Imam was making effort to learn the Turkish language in order to guide and educate the Turkish people towards the righteous path, and to continue his campaign against the former Iranian dictatorial regime. Thus, this notorious Savak official, in his report to other senior officials, wrote that the late Imam should not be left alone. Hence, the late Imam was moved to new locations in Turkey in a very short time interval, in a bid to somehow obstruct and impede the late Imam from his righteous campaign and struggles against the notorious Pahlavi regime. The late Imam was highly sensitive, punctual, and opposed waste of time. According to one of late Imam's associates, at times throughout meetings which were scheduled for the late Imam, he was forced to wait a while due to a delay in arrival of some of the attendants. Under these circumstances, the late Imam complained of lack of organization and lack of punctuality. The late Imam was also highly strict and responsible in fulfilling his religious duties. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, his precise and accurate schedule in life and his maximum use of time had enabled him to fulfill all of his tasks and obligations in the best possible way. Throughout the period when the late Imam was the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, his years of study and his years of political campaign against the former Pahlavi regime, the late Imam fulfilled all of his religious, social, educational and political duties in an excellent manner. His associates always pointed out that he never wasted any time. The late Imam strongly believed that the establishment of the sacred Islamic system has raised a golden opportunity to serve people, encourage officials of the Islamic establishment to make the best and optimum use of time and opportunities, and to serve the Iranian nation. Another prominent characteristic of the late Imam was the fact that he made optimum use of opportunities which came his way, and his utmost use of time for learning and acquiring further knowledge. According to the late Imam's son, Haji Ahmad Khomeini, the late Imam studied several books throughout the summer holidays, within which the late Imam and his family travelled to many cities including Tehran. Imam Khomeini had studied the majority of writings and works of the acclaimed authors around the world. The late Imam has also studied Iranian history, including the history of the Constitutional Revolution in Iran, in a highly comprehensive manner. He made best use and optimum use of time, so ingrained in the late Imam's characteristic, and he did not waste his time even when he was ill. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Until next week, when we will speak about other characteristics and traits, personal traits and social aspects of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. Until our next program, goodbye and take care.